Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, December 26th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Still Christmas. And our scripture reading is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 and 6, which says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting God, Prince of Peace." It is December 26th and the second day of the 12 days of Christmas, which goes until January 6th, which is the day of Epiphany and the Magi's visit to the Christ child. The Christmas story, the 12 days of Christmas, and Epiphany remind us that God comes not into a perfect world, but into the midst of our lives, however less than ideal our circumstances, or however messy our lives may be. That is where God is born. The entire story reminds us that we are not alone. God is with us, and our response is to live in the hope and peace, joy and love that the birth of the Christ child brings. The late author Madeleine L'Engle was a writer of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. One of her poems titled First Coming reminds us that God did not wait until all was right in the world or in our lives to come and dwell among us. On this second day of Christmas, enjoy these words from the poem First Coming. He did not wait until the world was ready, till people and nations were at peace. He came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. He did not wait for the perfect time. He came when the need was deep and great. He dined with sinners in all their grime, turned water into wine. He did not wait till hearts were pure. In joy, he came to a tarnished world of sin and doubt. To a world like ours, of anguish, shame, he came, and his light would not go out. He came to a world which did not mesh, to heal its tangles, shield its scorn. In the mystery of the Word made flesh, the Maker of the stars was born. We cannot wait till the world is sane, to raise our songs with joyful voice, for to share our grief, to touch our pain. He came with love. Rejoice, rejoice. May we rejoice at the coming of God among us. Thanks be to God. Amen.